now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I'm back from another vacation, this time to a beautiful resort just 3 hours north of Sydney in a place called Nelson Bay. The weather was just terrible last week in Sydney, so I saddled up the 1965 Valiant and headed out of town to this beautiful beachside suburb where there's a fantastic marina there that reminds me of the marina in Monte Carlo. The amount of million-dollar yachts is just amazing. And speaking of amazing, we talked to one of the most popular jazz musicians in Australia this week. I'm going to play a track from an album that I picked up from the charity stores in Nelson Bay, and lots of gigs to check out along with the best lounge and exotica from across the globe. And this is Marita Brake and Shaken Not Stirred on the Cocktail Nation.
The mic is hot, martini's dry, spotlight's on, so am I. If I came back and say those three little words, shaken, not stirred. Back in black, tux and tie, I'll kick back when I die. We're gone, real gone, Charlie's playing some bird. Shaken, not stirred. Bond. The vibe is cool, the party's on one. Negative between two verbs, shaken, not stirred. The mic is hot, martini's dry, spotlight's on, so am I.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Martini Heaven and Tango Zingo. Well, one of the most popular jazz musicians here in Australia joins me tonight, James Morrison, a talented jazz muso. He talks about his new album, Snappy 2. You've got to grab this album, it is just fantastic. Now, James, you are a multi-instrumentalist. You play a myriad of instruments, but you're best known for the trumpet.
Well, of course, I play lots of other things besides the trumpet. And 20 years ago, I recorded an album called Snappy Do. So named, it was the name of a song that the great bassist Ray Brown had written. It was on the album, so we made it the title track. And joined by myself, making it up to a big band. So that meant four trumpets, four trombones, five saxophones and piano. Great fun, and it went very well. In fact, the album went gold quite quickly, and we said it was so good, we've got to do another one of these. We'll do a sequel. But it's taken 20 years to get around to doing the sequel to Snappy Do. I've made many other albums in the meantime, and I think the reason for that is that each time I look at this project, it's so big. At the moment, I haven't got time, I'll do that other album. And sadly, in that time, Ray Brown and Herb Ellis have both passed away, and so I got together with Jeff Hamilton and said, we're going to do the sequel to Snappy Do. Who do we get on bass and guitar to replace Ray and Herb? And we very quickly, of course, said, well, no one could ever replace them. And if it's going to be a sequel, in the true spirit of that, it should be the original band or whoever's left, which means just Jeff and I. So I had to get out the double bass and brush up the guitar chops and cover those chairs, and away we went. So on this album, I'm playing four trumpets, four trombones, five saxophones, piano, bass, guitar, and then on a couple of the tracks there's some banjo and clarinet as well.
How do you do that?
So I've always played all these instruments, and as a youngster I liked the sound they made. I mean, I was playing the cornet in the brass band is where I started. I heard the trombones and said, oh, I've got to do that. And then when I first heard jazz saxophone, I said, oh, as if I'm going to go through life and not play that. It was kind of like that. It wasn't to choose to be a multi-instrumentalist. I didn't even know there was such a term. I just heard these sounds and said, oh, I've got to make that sound. And
now, how long did the album actually take?
Well, once we got going, because it is such a big project, I couldn't do it all in one go, and that's why I think it's taken so many years. And I finally got the idea, you do a couple of days here when you can, and then I'm off on the road again, tripping around the world, and when I come back, I'll do a couple more days and just get it done. Over a period of about 3 or 4 months, I put it down. I don't know, I should have kept track of how long in the studio each time, but you know, I can get down a big band track probably in a little over half a day. So the advantage here is, think about this, a lot of the tunes I wrote, all of the arrangements I wrote, so I know the parts, so really it's just a matter of roll tape, as they say, and play each part, and there being 16 parts mainly that I was playing, if it's a 5-minute song, yeah, you should be able to get that down in half a day.
And I believe it was recorded across continents as well, just to make it a little bit harder.
Once I got all the band down, bar the drums, in my studio in Sydney, I then grabbed the hard drive and headed over to LA and said to Jeff, play to this. And one of the amazing things about that is the drummer's job in a big band, in a swinging sort of style big band, is to drive the band. And he really pushes them around a bit and moves it around and makes it feel good. Now, he can't do that when the band's already down, but he must sound like he's doing that, even if he's not. It was quite funny. Halfway through the first take, I'm thinking, here I've got arguably the greatest living big band drummer playing on my album. I'm thinking, this is great, and I've got it all down already. I'm hoping he likes it. And he's playing, and he stops halfway through the first take of the first song. I sort of went cold, and he said, this band's not listening to me. He just put it down and made it sound like he was there with the band. It was tremendous to hear it all just come. I've got to say, to anyone planning to do this, I highly recommend it, because to hear a large band appearing one instrument at a time and gradually building is quite magical.
Let's play a song from the album Snappy 2. This is The Master Plan. Thank you. The Master Plan on the Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper. Thanks to ultraswank.net. We're talking to James Morrison tonight. There's been a lot of debate on the use of technology in music. Where do you stand on this great debate?
Oh, it's easy. They're all tools. I mean, if we went back just a ways, I'm talking a couple of centuries, we could go back to before trumpets had valves, you know, the buttons on them, and the natural trumpet, they called it, was just a tube. And it was limited to playing in only certain keys, or the natural horn, for instance, the Mozart horn concerto originally played on the natural horn. Today they played on the French horn, which has all the valves. And you'd get someone, if we picked the right point in history, you'd go, oh, those new fandangled trumpets with the buttons, it's not really music anymore, it's a machine there, you know. And of course, today we just think of that as a trumpet. The fact of the matter is, it's always been the same and always will be. People make music and they use whatever tools are available to them. Now, if you get a tool that allows you to be less and less creative because it's been programmed, if you like, to make decisions, or if, you know, which is a silly thing to say, to do certain things, then yes, the music starts to lose humanity. But if a musician, a person, stays firmly in control of the whole thing and in fact uses the tools to allow them to do things they couldn't do before. I mean, before multi-track recording, this album couldn't exist. And so you'd say, we'll never get to know what it's like to hear a big band that thinks the one way, that breathes the one way, that has exactly the same concept of how this piece should sound. What an amazing, wonderful thing. It's not how all big bands should be, of course, because it's also great to hear what it sounds like when you get 16 different concepts. That's a wonderful thing too. Yes. But I guess what I'm getting is the technology allowed something musical to happen that couldn't happen without it. And the technology didn't in any way dilute the idea. It facilitated. And so it's to do with what you, how you choose to use it.
Great to have you swing by the penthouse tonight, James Morrison. Do check out the album Snappy 2 from the soundtrack of OSS 117. This is Ludwig Burs and Spicy Spy on the Cocktail Nation.
Author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs, and you are listening to Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation with Mr. Jose Orchestronica and Frenesy. Make sure you vote for the band in Phoenix's annual music poll. You don't even have to live in Boston to vote. I've got details up on my website, cocktailnation.net, in our news from across the world tab. So check it out, follow the links, and vote for the guys. Now, in addition to their next show, which is coming up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on May 27, there's another big show I'm told coming up in summer. So if you can't make the Pennsylvania one, this might be for you. It's in a northeast location, a new location, but they're not saying where for another month or so. So stay tuned. We'll bring you the details here on the Cocktail Nation. Additionally, I believe they're working on some fall winter dates in the west. So hopefully some good news coming through on these shows real soon. I'm told something in Mexico is bubbling as well for the Orchestronica. Here's Halford Jet Set and Out of This World on the Cocktail Nation.
Very good.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Do you have a moldy basement? Is your basement full of toadstools and fungus? Is it causing damage? Don't lose tools and valuable clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier. The world's only complete dehumidifier. Just plug it in, no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind. The RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier turns itself on, takes the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then turns itself off. The RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidity, it removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidity is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidity fire alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the world's only completely automatic electric dehumidifier. I did it! From America's most complete family of home appliances, an RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
Mm-hmm. bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sigh. Love was ours. Ours, a love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be
precious and warm a memory through the years.
Chief.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Look, fella, I'm a little busy right now. Would you mind calling back later?
The Cocktail Nation, Lalo Schifrin and Barney Does It All. I was watching a Lalo Schifrin soundtrack film the other day called Harry in Your Pocket. It's from the early 1970s, but it is just superb, and the soundtrack that Lalo puts on it is just amazing. So if you get a chance, check out this film, Harry in Your Pocket. It's all about pickpocketers. It's pretty good. Tales from the Tiki Lounge is coming up with our good friend of the show, Brad Parker, from July 6. I'm told this is going to be one of his biggest shows ever in Los Angeles. July 6 till the 29th of this year. Tales from the Tiki Lounge is the rarest, hardest to find, most collectible pulp adventure publication never made, and existed only in the Mai Tai light zone of Brad Parker's imagination. So check it out, La Luz de Jesus Gallery on Hollywood Boulevard, July 6. Got to say hi to a couple of listeners, new listeners, Al Hammer and Jackie Dent, who I know are listening tonight. Let's take a look at the world of swank. May 4, 5 and 6, Jennifer Keith playing at the Cosmopolitan Bar in Vegas. May 17, the Tiki Cowboys at the Tiki Terrace in Illinois. May 27, as we mentioned earlier, the Esquivel Big Band playing at the Levitt Pavilion in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Easy Lounge every first Thursday of the month with DJ Tom LG spinning some Tiki 45s, 3255 Lakeshore Avenue in Oakland, California. June 3, the International Tiki Market is taking place at the Don the Beachcomber, Hidden Village and High Chief's Room. Every Tuesday night, if you're in New York City, it's Primitiva and Hi-Fi at PKNY 49 Essex Street. Right now, Extahule and Exotic Sounds of Extahule.
From the Sydney Penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
Isn't a 00 number, but he lives a doubly dangerous life. With sexier gal, groovier gimmick, and more out-and-out guts than anything or anyone you've ever seen.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Yeah.
The Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and David Rose Orchestra with Tenderly. This is from an album, vinyl album that I picked up on my trip to Nelson Bay called Beautiful Music to Love By. One of those ones when you're going through the record bins, you just can't believe your eyes when you pull it out. I haven't seen a David Rose album ever, I don't think. Now, when it comes to record collecting, there is nothing better than a great find in a charity store. Getting that record home, checking out the cover, putting the needle on the record, hearing the sweet sound for the very first time. Sometimes that sound is going to be a little bit scratchy, a little bit hissy, which can be a little bit disappointing. Most of us these days have some software to fix audio from records, and for the most part, I suppose it does a great job. However, I thoroughly recommend a magical product from an Australian vendor called Record Revirginizer. Now, Carrie Stoddard is the inventor, and I spoke to this amazing man on my radio show not so long ago, and ever since I've become a convert of this incredible product. Now, the stuff is very easy to use and delivers great results. Simply take some clean paper, place it on a flat table, and take your record and place it on the clean paper. Then all you need to do is pour a small amount of Record Revirginizer in a full circle around the record. You spread it out, attach a couple of tabs of paper to help remove the product. Then you leave it overnight and repeat on side B. Basically, it cleans the grooves of the record when you remove the hard product the next day by literally pulling the gunk out of the grooves. It's a bit like a face mask for your record almost. And it also removes static from the record, which is fantastic for sound quality as well. So check it out. You will find that the sound quality of your records will be amazingly restored, delivering a wonderful clarity of sound as if the record was brand new. So check it out today. Here's the website you need, recordrevirginizer.com. Going to leave you with Jackie Gleason now and Guilty. Stay happy.